I'm Dr. Martin Boxman. Today, I want to talk about something I know every single one of us in practice management struggles with, quality management. We're going to explore how you can take that documentation, that binder on the shelf, and turn it into a living, breathing tool that your team will actually want to use. Does this hit a little too close to home? You know the drill. You spend a tremendous amount of time, energy, and money to create this perfect QM manual, and it just sits there. This isn't just a frustration, you see. It's a clear signal that the entire approach is fundamentally broken. But the good news is, we are not stuck with this outdated model. There is a much better way to create standards that are genuinely useful, a way that actually empowers your team instead of just burying them in paperwork. To show you what I mean, let me share a personal story, a cautionary tale, really. When I first got serious about quality management about 15 years ago, I did what most of us do. I aimed for absolute perfection right out of the gate. I hired a specialized agency, I followed the ISO standards to the letter, and you know what I got? This, a single 500-page manual. The problem was, it was completely generic. It could have been for a car factory, not a highly specialized orthodontic practice. So, what was the result? A complete and utter failure. The terminology was so overblown, nobody understood it. The instructions were so generic, they were useless in our day-to-day work. And honestly, my team was just too intimidated to even touch the thing. It had zero connection to our clinical reality. It took me 2 years to dismantle that binder, piece by piece. But in doing so, I learned probably the most important lesson of my professional career. For work instructions to be effective, they have to come from your actual everyday practice, not from some template or a textbook. So, what's the solution? Well, it turns out it's something that we all carry around in our pockets. This leads us to a simple, incredibly effective, and modern approach that uses the very tools your team is already using all day, every day. I call it the 1-minute instruction. It is exactly what it sounds like, a short, highly focused video of one specific task. We're not talking about some highly produced training video. We're talking about something concise, digestible, and most importantly, immediate. And the process itself couldn't be simpler. You see something that needs to be standardized. You grab your phone, you record the short process, say the tray setup for indirect bonding or how to place a mini implant, and you share it. Instantly, that becomes the new standard. And here's why this is such a game changer. It leverages both visual and auditory learning. When your assistant can physically see the movements and hear you explain why you're doing it at the same time, their learning curve just flattens. It is profoundly more effective than asking them to read dry, static text. Okay, so let's talk about actually implementing this. The most beautiful part of this whole system is that your team already possesses all the skills they need. You don't have to teach them the technology, you just have to give them permission to use their existing talents. I mean, think about your younger team members. They grew up with this technology. They are absolute experts at creating short-form content for Instagram or TikTok. We can channel that exact skill set for the good of the practice. The secret is all in how you frame it. I tell my team, creating a work instruction isn't a chore. Think of it as making a clear, helpful, professional post for your colleagues. It's about communication, and that's a skill they already value and practice every single day. And when you do this, something truly amazing happens. The fear of documentation, that feeling of, oh no, I have to update the manual, it just evaporates. The moment a team member discovers a better way to do something, they can record it, share it, and immediately contribute to making the entire practice better. This is how you build a culture of ownership. And that really leads us to the ultimate goal here, to create a quality management system that isn't a static document, but a living, breathing part of your practice that evolves and improves right alongside your team. Look at the difference. The old way is a static book full of top-down rules. It's a monument. The new way is a shared digital resource that's driven by the team's own evolution. It's not a monument, it's a movement of constant improvement. And of course, for those times when you do need something written down, there's a simple tool for that too. Just use your phone's dictation feature. It turns your speech into text instantly. You get an editable, accessible record without the hassle of typing or the annoyance of back and forth voice messages. So I will leave you with this one question to reflect on. Take a hard look at your own practice. Is your quality management system a monument, a rigid, dusty, untouchable relic? Or is it a movement, a dynamic, team-driven process that's making your practice better every single day? Thank you for your time. If you feel like you're ready to transform your own quality management from a monument into a movement, subscribe for more insights just like this. And please, share this with a colleague who you know is ready to finally ditch that dusty binder.